With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Roadworks are continuing this week in Prospect. The National Roads Authority and a subcontractor are paving Dr. Tomlinson Roundabout this morning through 4 p.m. today. To help with these works, westbound traffic using Shamrock Road will be diverted onto Poindexter Road, while eastbound traffic will be diverted at the Dr. Tomlinson Roundabout onto Rex Crichton Boulevard. Motorists are being asked to keep watch for traffic diversions and to drive with caution to ensure safety of the work crews. If you're interested, you can email NRA at nra.ky with questions or comments regarding this project. The Alex Panton Foundation is the latest recipient of the Cayman Islands Real Estate Brokers Association Home is Where the Heart Is donation. Radio Cayman's Dion Englund has more.
The Cayman Islands Real Estate Brokers Association, known as CEREBA, has committed to donating 10,000 CI dollars a month to various charities and organizations on the islands through the end of 2020. Members of the Real Estate Association voted to donate the funds for July to the Alex Panton Foundation, presenting a check for $10,000, which will be used for the Emotional Literacy Program. The program is offered free to all primary school-aged children in the Cayman Islands, as well as to all ages with special needs. It helps develop their own positive strategies to deal with problems through engaging activities, listening to stories, discussion, games, role play, and drawing. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Charities or service organizations who wish to be considered for future donations can email dena@cereba.com. In regional news, a 7-year-old child whose dreadlocked hairstyle stoked a constitutional kerfuffle is expected to resume classes in September, despite a court ruling that her rights were not breached when the school sought to block her enrollment. Chairman of the Kingsington Primary School Board, Bishop Alvin Bailey, said the child, who was 5 at the time of the initial standoff, still, quote, has a place in the school. Bailey told the Jamaican Gleaner Monday night, the child has been there all along from first grade on through the entire second grade, and the child is expected to report to school in September when the school reopens. The bishop added, from the very onset of the case, the child was never barred from the school. But that narrative contrasts with the story of the parents, Dale and Shireen Virgo. The Supreme Court had granted an injunction for the child to attend the school after Jamaicans for Justice filed a motion on behalf of the child and her parents in August 2018. The Virgo's daughter was initially allowed to attend summer classes at the institution for a few weeks prior to August 29, 2018's official opening of the school, when her parents were given an ultimatum to remove her dreadlocks. Mrs. Virgo confirmed that the family was informed from the first week of July 2018 during orientation that their daughter's locks would need to be removed once school officially started. The child had no issue while attending summer school. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Zimbabwean president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has warned that he will flush out opponents of his government as the security forces continue to arrest activists. In an address to the nation, he accused opposition parties and foreign countries of acts of destabilisation and aggression. There's growing international criticism of alleged abuses in Zimbabwe. Tens of millions of people in and around the Philippine capital Manila have been ordered to stay at home after the number of confirmed coronavirus cases doubled in less than a month. Most shops have been ordered to close and public transport has been halted for 2 weeks. Reports in the Spanish media suggest the country's former king, Juan Carlos, has travelled to the Dominican Republic after deciding to leave Spain. Juan Carlos has been implicated in a corruption investigation. The president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, has accused Russia of lying about what he claims to be a plot to use mercenaries to destabilise the country. He was speaking as early voting began in an election in which he's seeking a 6th consecutive term. China's foreign ministry has accused the United States of outright bullying after the Trump administration urged the US wing of the social media app TikTok to be sold to an American company. Beijing said this went against the World Trade Organization's principles. New guidance from health officials in the UK has warned that popular painkillers such as paracetamol should not be prescribed to treat chronic pain conditions. The advice said such medicines could do more harm than good and lead to addiction. BBC News.